Hi, I'm back. Can you hear me? Okay, nice. So, I just wrote this presentation during the previous talk, so I didn't prepare it at all. And it may be quick, but I wanted to speak about Drizzt because I think it's very useful. So I made it possible to speak about it today. So, what is Drizzt? It's an acronym for Dumb Remote Installer Shell Tool. It's used for deploying configuration files or setting up a new server or applying some configuration to a server. Alternatives are Salt, Puppet, Chief, or another one I forgot. All the alternatives are very heavy, and you need to learn a weird configuration. So I wanted to have something simple for small use case where writing a YML file in Salt is boring for just deploying SSH keys. So I made Drizzt. I just wrote it in 2 days. Currently, it's working, but you can't use sudo or doas inside. You just need to connect as root to the remote server. But using keys, I don't think it's a big problem. I will add the sudo or doas support later. It's not a big work. So, how it works? First, it copies to the remote servers. Then, it will remove some files that you can define. Finally, it will execute a script or an executable thing that you name script. And there is no daemon. You just go inside a folder with the files and you type Drizzt user at the host and magic happen. The copying files process is that you have in your current working directory, you have a files folder which contain a tree with your folders like files, etc, resolve.conf. And when you start Drizzt, it will use rsync to copy this tree on the remote server. And if you need specific files on specific servers, you can just use files dash the host name of the remote server and your tree. The first standard folder will be copied, and then it will copy also the host name if it exists. So you can have a standard for every servers, and for someone you can have specific configuration file, because I know by experience that you can't push the same file on every server and expect to have good result. The second process is removing files. So it would just list everything, every file in the absent folder, and It will check if it exists on the remote server and delete it. And as previously, there is also the per hostname folder. So if you deployed a previous file that you want to remove on the server, you just have to move the file from the file folder into absent folder with the same path. And it will get deleted every time you run Drist. Because I'm using Salt at work, and if I deploy a file by mistake, I have to add 6 lines of configuration to be sure it doesn't exist anymore each time I run it. So in Drist, it's very easier. You just move it into the absent files, so you tell it, I don't want that anymore. It can be just empty, you just need the name and the path. The first stage process is executing a remote script. So in your current working directory, you have a script file, which can be whatever you want. I think that usually it will be a shell file. It will be copied over the remote server and execute. With it, you can add users, create directories, fix permission problem, or fix set the permission correctly every time you run it. One little drawback of Drist is that it will just copy the files with the permission of the user used to connect to the server. So if you connect as root to copy configuration file, you will have to set the permission from the script. I think that was the easiest way to manage this. After the standard script is done, as usual, you will have the possibility to have a script per hostname. So if you need to run a command for a specific server, then you put it in the script. The script can be Perl, shell, a binary, or it just copied over set executable and run. Now I will just explain a little how I have the workflow in mind. So I would recommend to create folders for keys that are small enough to be reused later for another server. Like you can have, we are going to call that module. You can have deploy SSH keys, which will gather public keys from different users. With a make file, you can concatenate it everything into an authorized keys file. Just use Drist to copy it over at the right place. You can have deploy geomyday module, which will take care of installing the package, setting it up at boot, and start the service, maybe create the right folders. You can also imagine a configure system module which will set up the syslog correctly, your resolve.conf file correctly too. Just go inside, type Drist and the hostname, and it's done. It's not harder than this. It's finished, so I had no time to prepare it or think about it, so it was a bit quick, but it's easy enough, I think, to get it from the man page or the few examples provided in the repository with a few examples so you can understand how one would work with it. So now I will answer to question if there are any.